Welcome to Gateway's podcast. We hope God speaks to you through this message from Pastor Don Brock. For more information about Gateway, please visit www.gatewaybc.com.
At the close of the service, when you go outside, there's a table and Hershed will be there. The women in the various churches have made things, and so they sell it, and it helps support the church, and so it's all handcrafted stuff that these ladies have made, and so I hope you'll go and look at that. And I think the cheapest thing is $5; it goes up to about $20, but we're running a special, the Gateway special. And the Gateway special is everything's double in price. So it doubles our blessing to those people. So whatever it is, you pay double. And I promise you, you'll get a double blessing back because you're helping to support those individuals and their families and their ministry and their community. Well, we are talking about family and how to be strong in our family. And so I want to take you through a couple of thoughts today, and today's message is talking about taking God serious in your family. If you're going to have a strong family, then you have to start by taking God very serious. Now, this may seem unusual, the verse that I've chosen to talk about today, but I think that's the core of the foundation in taking God serious. In fact, it's one of the Ten Commandments. I believe it's the third one that he gave. In Exodus chapter 20, he says, "You must not misuse the name of the Lord your God. The Lord will not let you go unpunished if you misuse his name." So what does that have to do with building a strong family? Well, the number one place that we need to work out what comes out of our mouths, and we need to work on that, is in our homes. Some of the most discouraging words spoken happen in the home. The verbal abuse that happens in homes today, it just breaks my heart, because I have to deal with the fallout from that. I have to deal with the scars that have been created in people's lives because of the verbal abuse. I have to work with individuals who have been so damaged in their relationships in the home. And so we have to begin working in the home, and we have to work on our mouths. We have to work on what comes out of our mouths. And I really believe it has to start with how we view God and His name. You know, when our children were growing up, we tried to have as few rules as possible. But the ones we did have were non-negotiables. I mean, we had a few rules, but the ones we had, we're not going to negotiate on these. And one of the major ones that we have dealt with disrespect, that our children in no way were going to disrespect us as their parents, nor disrespect each other. We knew it was important that they learn to respect other people, especially people that they would disagree with and have different opinions. We knew it was very important they would learn to respect authority. And the way you learn to respect authority is it starts in the home. And the foundation of that is learning to respect the authority of Holy God. And how you view His name and how you use His name shows a lot about that respect or not. Even my kids are in their 30s now. Even today, they would not dare say a word of disrespect to either one of us, because it's just hardwired in them. And consequently, they're raising their kids the same way, because they understand how important it is to value authority and to respect authority and to respect each other. So I take God serious by respecting His name. You see, God is sensitive about His name based on this command. And the reason it is because of what your name represents. It represents reputation. I mean, you just heard our friend talk about how he wanted to kill his cousin. He was making a plan on how to kill his cousin to protect the reputation of his family. And I had talked to him before about that, and I said, so what would have happened had you killed your cousin? He said, oh, I would have been arrested and I would have gone to prison, but the shame of being in prison for murder was far less than the shame of having a Christian in the family. So I was willing to do it. And he said, plus two, when you allow a Christian in your family, the rest of the community is looking to you and saying, hey, you guys have got to do something about this or we're going to punish all of you. We're going to kick all of you out of this community. So the family name was on the line, the reputation. So a name has a lot to do with the reputation. Name also represents character. Character is the sum total of your habits and the things that you say and do. I mean, when I mention, if I just started mentioning some names of different people, you'd hear a name and say, oh yeah, can't trust that person. Oh yeah, that person, man, they're bad news. Oh yeah, that person, he's got a great name. You can trust what he says. And so when you hear the name, what you recall is their character and then their reputation. Then the third thing that the name represents is authority. The authority. My kids called me Dad and called Mary Mom. And I've had some friends, they thought, I don't know why they thought this, but they didn't. I don't know what they were trying to accomplish, but the end result wasn't good. They had their kids to call them by their first name. So instead of them calling me Dad, they would call me Don. Now, that may sound modern, or that may sound like, you know, building a different relationship with your kid, but I want to tell you, it had bad effects. The end results were not good in those situations that I'm personally aware of. Instead, what happened, the kids eventually had no respect for their authority. There was nothing there to distinguish that authority. But see, every time my kids said Dad, they were acknowledging my authority as the head of the house. As every time they used the word Mom, they were acknowledging her authority over the dad. And you know how it works. Even today, when they call me Dad, they're acknowledging the authority, the respect there. Even though I don't have the authority over them anymore that I did when they were living in the house, but it's acknowledging a sign of respect. And so a name is very, very important. Reputation, the character, the authority. So God takes it serious. We're not to be flippant about his name. So if God takes this so serious, how are there ways? What are the ways that I can misuse? If he tells me specifically, don't misuse my name, and if you do, you won't go unpunished. So I need to understand how I could misuse his name to make sure I don't do that. So I've kind of divided the sermon into two parts. We're not going to get to the second part. Second part is going to tell you how you can honor God's name. And so all the notes are there. I want you to go and study that. But today I want to make sure we quickly get through these ways that we do misuse God's name. Now, the first one's really obvious when we use God's name as an insult. We use it as profanity, so to speak. We use it to express irritation. I don't know about you, but our country is just getting more and more fouled mouth. I mean, there's not a TV show that you see or a movie that you go to. You just hear it all the time. In fact, a lot of times you might not hear it if you just hang around Christian friends, but if you just listen around you, you just hear just foul words, and you hear God's name being used constantly. And not as an expression of faith. God's name is misused. You never hear anybody say, "Oh, Buddha." You ever notice that? But you hear God's name used all the time. Using it as a, I'll tell you, the swear words, it's really an indication of immaturity in controlling your emotions. I mean, maturity really shows up when you are angry. You find out if a person's mature or not in their ability to control their words when they're angry. When you cannot control your words when you're angry, then you have a maturity problem. And that's something that we slip into and you get this one. We insult and we use God's name to insult. And you just say, "Well, Pastor, I don't do that. I would never do that." I remember as a kid when I was probably about 3, I really didn't have a problem with curse words. That was never a part of my life. And it was probably because of what happened to me when I was 3. The older neighborhood boys decided to teach me to spell a 4-letter word, one of the bad ones, and one of the popular ones today. And I was excited to be able to spell a word, even though I didn't have a clue what it meant. So the next time we got in the car with the family and we were starting to drive somewhere, I decided to show off my spelling abilities as a 3-year-old. And so I spelled my new word, and I could hear all the air leave the room, leave the car, and I could sense that something was wrong. And my dad immediately said, "Where did you hear that?" And I said, "What?" And I started, "You mean?" And I spelled the word again. "No, don't ever do that again. Don't ever." And I said, "What's wrong? What's the deal?" And he said, "That's a very bad word. Don't ever use it again." And then they found out it was the neighborhood kids that taught me. I didn't get punished. But because of respect for my dad and his authority, since I was 3 years old, I have never, ever used that word again. So I'm really thankful that I learned a lesson at 3 years old. But I tell you, it would be so easy to slip in using words that I think would express anger and maybe impress people. I think a lot of people use those kind of words just to impress people. They use God's word name thinking they're impressing me or whoever. Using God's word to insult. Well, we get that one. Well, what about this one? Using God's name to indulge yourself, to excuse yourself. Now, here's what I mean by that. A lot of times we'll say things, you know, we're asked to do something, and we'll say, "Well, you know what, I need to pray about that." And then you come back later and says, "You know, I've prayed about it, and God told me I really shouldn't do that." And so you say no. And then if the truth is you didn't pray about it, you've just used God's name in vain. You've just misused God's name. You use God as an excuse for what you did or did not want to do, and you used him as the excuse instead of owning up to it yourself. So whenever you evoke the name of God as your reason, when it really isn't, God knows your heart. And he knows that you're misusing him as you're just using him as an excuse for not owning up to something. Instead of just, you know, it's kind of like I'm a people pleaser, and so it's hard for me to say no to people. And so if I can say to them, "God's the one that said no, sorry," then it doesn't make me feel, you know, I don't feel bad because I didn't say no, God said no. That's misusing God's name. And it's easy to be guilty of that one. Another way that we can misuse the name of God is by intimidation. Now, some people are pros at this. God told me to tell you. I want to go, wait a minute, God and I are on good terms. Why isn't he telling me this? Why hasn't he told? You know, whenever I use the name of God to manipulate you, to get you to do something that I want you to do, it's kind of like the four spiritual laws where it says, God loves you and I have a wonderful plan for your life. And here's what I want you to do. Now, see, it's a totally different thing if you go to somebody and say, hey, I really would like for you to consider something, and I really want you to pray about it. I've prayed about it, and God's put your name on my heart, but I want you to pray about it. And then that person comes back and says, you know, I have prayed about it, and I just don't think that's right for me. And then you say, okay, I appreciate you praying about it. There's nothing wrong with that. But if you go to them and say, look, I've prayed about this, and God's told me that you are the one, and you have to do this, and if you don't, you're going to be out of God's will. Now, see, that is intimidation. That's dishonest TV evangelists are really good at this one. And they manipulate. Well, so do we. We'll manipulate somebody with the name of God to gain what we want. And that's misusing the name of Holy God. You have to guard against that. You have to guard about not using God. You see, we often use God to try to get our agenda done. Number four, we're not taking God seriously when we use his name to impress. Insecure believers do this a lot. They often try to prove how spiritual they are with their jargon, with their phrases, their spiritual cliches. It's like, how many times can I say the name Jesus in a sentence? That'll show how spiritual I am. And so here's the bottom line on this one. Don't use your words to impress me or anybody else. Use your lifestyle. That's what God's looking at. He's looking at your lifestyle. He's looking at your heart. And when the two don't match, the Bible puts it this way in Titus. He says, such people claim they know God. They use their words. They use all the spiritual jargon. But they deny him by the way they live. They are detestable and dishonest and worthless for doing anything good. You see, when I take God's name and I claim to be committed to him, but I don't back it up with my lifestyle, I am misusing the name of God. When I tell you I'm going to pray for you and I don't, I'm misusing the name of God. You see, I'm trying to act like I'm real spiritual. Oh, I'm going to pray for you. And I'm trying to for you to, you know, I want you to think I'm a real big prayer warrior. And so I'll say, yeah, I'm going to pray for you. And I'm going to get up at 3:00 in the morning to pray for you. And if I don't do that, I've just taken God's name in vain because I've tried to use it to impress you. You know what I do to protect myself, to make sure I don't do that? I do one of two things. When somebody comes up and they share a prayer request, if the situation's appropriate, I pray with them right there. We just pray right then and right there. And if I'm not able to do that, I immediately pray for them as I'm walking away. I start praying right then because I do not want to be, I don't want to accidentally forget and then have become a liar and have misused God's name. So don't even tell somebody you're going to pray for them if you have no intentions of doing that. That's misusing the name of God. One last one. When we use God's name, we misuse it when we use it impulsively. Now, this is the one that traps a lot of us. When we use God's name as a convenient expression of fear, anger, joy, amazement, surprise, you come off of Lake Murray and you just caught the biggest striper bass you've ever caught, and you say, "Look at my striper bass," or your friend says, "Oh my God, oh Lord, oh my goodness." That's misusing the name of God. When you use God's name as an exclamation point, you're misusing God's name. And we don't even, you can't even get away with our substitute words. Well, dang. Everybody knows what you're saying. What the heck? Everybody knows what you're saying. I mean, when you use slang, a substitute word, you're still guilty. So when I say gosh, it's the same as saying God in an inappropriate way. So I even have to watch my slang. Listen, I'm not trying to put a bunch of weight on you about this. I am saying the Ten Commandments are pretty serious. And God's very serious about his name. And he says, don't misuse it. And he says, no one will go unpunished who misuses my name. So that's pretty serious. So therefore, I must take it serious. And if I want to build a strong family, I have to help my family to take God's name serious. And I got to make sure we don't misuse God's name in the home. And I've got to make sure my kids and my grandkids respect God's holy name and not misuse it. And that builds a stronger person. That builds a strong, when you respect God and you have a holy, righteous fear towards God, a right kind of fear, that makes you stronger. And that's what we want you to be, and that's what God wants you to be. The Bible says in Leviticus, do not bring shame on the name of your God by using it to swear falsely. I am the Lord. In Isaiah, it says, and so the Lord says, these people say they are mine, they honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me, and their worship of me is nothing but man-made rules learned by rote. And then I want to close with the words of Jesus. When you pray, don't babble on and on as people of other religions do. They think their prayers are answered by merely repeating their words again and again. Don't misuse the name of God, starting in the home. Grow strong children by teaching them to respect the holy name of God. Let's pray.